Skybar. Gonna play some, pronounce it. I'm not positive about that, but we'll talk a bit about it after I play a few songs from it. It's great stuff. So here we go. New stuff by the Pixies. WMFO in Medford, Rising Skybar.
Chinatown. My favorite vegetable was really calming down. Okay, you count the miles till lightning turns to thunder. How long until it tears us both asunder?
Version of You Really Got Me. She will defer to the Van Halen version. Took the boat to the hacienda, through swimming pools, oh so placid. Saw Red Fox, took a hit of acid. Time.
swagger of a snake with arms.
All right, that was a couple off of the Pixies' new CD. And you guys know, if you've been listening long enough, you know that I'm a fan of the physical product, meaning a CD or vinyl. In today's day and age, I know a lot of stuff is streamed and downloaded. I do a lot of that myself. But I'm a fan of the physical product if possible. And I got to say, this Pixies release is pretty cool. It's like comes in a booklet form, and every song, the lyrics are printed out on separate pages. There's some artwork, liner notes, all that stuff that comes along with all that. So it's pretty cool. Once again, it's called Doggerel, D-O-G-G-E-R-E-L. And you heard Dregs of Wine and Thunder and Lightning off of that. I'll be playing a lot of that in the weeks to come. It's 8:07. Going to have a call soon from about 7 or 8 minutes from Susie Moon. A lot to talk about with her. I'm going to play a lot of her new CD called Dominant Love. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to play some more. So I'm getting this local stuff in now. This is new stuff by Lurid Purple Flowers. We'll be right back. All right, that was Mission of Burma with Academy Fight Song. An old one there, going back a ways. And then I also played brand new Lurid Purple Flowers. The song was called Is It Me? Off their No Sympathy EP. It's 8:15, a couple seconds after 8:15. So I'm awaiting the phone call, but it was Halloween yesterday, last night. We don't get a lot of kids anymore. I think we probably had about, I would guess, 30 or so that came by the house. I never used to dress up. So, you know, those who do, go ahead and have at it. I'm not going to be a Halloween Debbie Downer here. But even as like a kid, oh, here comes the phone. Hold on, I'm going to get that. And we'll be back in 1 second. Hello, WFN Medford, Rising with Sky Bar.
Hi, this is Susie Moon.
Hey, Susie, what's up?
How you doing? I'm good, thanks.
Thanks so much for calling in. I know you're busy.
You know what? We're having a day off. We have a couple days off, actually, before the second leg of the tour starts, so this is a really good time.
I know. It finally worked out. Well, I'm going to talk a lot about Dominant Love, but before I get to that, I know that you fronted Turbulent Hearts. You're in Civet. What age did all that start, and what made you decide to go out on the solo career, so to speak?
Yeah, so the first band I was in, Civet, that was an all-girl punk rock band. We were based in Long Beach, California, where I grew up, and that band was actually started by my older sister, Liza.
Cool.
And, yeah, she's 5 years older than me, so when I was about 15 and she was 20, she was like, I want you to join the band. So she taught me how to play guitar, and she brought me into the band, and right away we started touring. And we were on the road, we were making records, and we just had a lot of success very quickly and really fun times, you know, just touring the world with my sister was super cool, you know. I played with Civet for close to 10 years.
Wow.
Before that band just naturally sort of, you know, kind of dissolved because people wanted to go in different directions.
And, yeah.
You know, having a good 10 years as a touring band that put out a lot of records, you know, we felt like we did everything we wanted to do.
That's a long time for a young band.
And I was the youngest in the band, so I was about 22 when the band you know, dissolved. And I needed to take a little break away from touring for a bit because it had just been such a big part of my life. I needed to explore other things that I was interested in outside of making music, you know. But it wasn't very long before my guitar started calling to me again, and I started writing songs. And when I was 24, that's pretty much when I got the band Turbulent Hearts up and running, because I wanted to be the front person. I wanted to take all these songs that I had been writing and perform them and really just get comfortable being the leader of a band, you know, and learning how to do that, because in Civet I was a rhythm guitar player, a backup singer, you know. My sister really ran the show in Civet, but with Turbulent Hearts I was learning how to, you know, kind of steer the ship a bit
more,
you know. So it was a really good experience for me to do that. We just played around Los Angeles a whole bunch, and I got to, you know, explore myself as far as a songwriter and try a lot of different stuff. So I'm really proud of the songs that I did with Turbulent Hearts.
Yeah.
And that band, we were together for a good 6 years. So another pretty long stretch of time that I had Turbulent Hearts. So we went to Europe, we went to the UK, we did some tours, and self-released 3 5-song EPs that I'm considering maybe re-releasing at some point, because they're no longer available on like music platforms anymore.
Yeah, you should do that.
We'll get to it. Right now the focus is Susie Moon, and that really has been my dream since I was a teenager. You know, I always wanted to have the band this way, but you know, life and the journeys you take, you know, you're doing it step by step. And for me to get to this point, I had to go through all that other stuff to have the experience and to have the knowledge and a really clear vision of what I wanted the Susie Moon band to look like, you know.
And that's a ton of experience, you know, like 15, 16 years worth. So that's a lot of, you got your chops in, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, I'm 33 now, so I'm closer to 20 years in, you know, this music business. I mean, I got started very early, which I'm grateful for, you know. So I was able to take all of that experience and apply it to this band. But really, you know, the way that Susie Moon Band is, it's not just me that's bringing magic to the table. It's, you know, the guys that I'm playing with. I've got Drew Champion and Patty Bowe and Neil Ganesha, you know, and like my group is like such a solid group, and everybody has, you know, these amazing qualities that they bring to the table. And I think that combined energy is what makes a band successful. It's not just one person pulling it off. Like, it's got to be, a group of people with a shared goal.
Oh, no doubt. You know? Yep.
And that push each other to be better, you know? So right now it's just a really magical time where a lot of things are lining up and it's going well, and we're all very grateful.
Yeah, I first discovered you, I guess, as, you know, as a Susie Moon group, for lack of a better word. And I don't know where I heard it, but it was the Animal EP. Because I dig around at a lot of... And Gold Record Autograph... I played that song a lot over the past few months, but that was like
really nice to hear.
Yeah, that's like, to me, that's like, because I like a lot of punk rock, like, and but that's like classic rock. It's a hit. So a little bit about that song.
You. Yeah, we all love Gold Record Autograph too. That's a song that's dear to us. And somebody said, you know, kind of reminded them of, you know, early Go Go's, which I think is really cool.
Yeah,
even though we have punk rock in our hearts, you know, we've got the punk rock spirit. This band is really more of a rock and roll band, a classic rock and roll band, like you said. You know, we can't shake off the punk rock that's inside of us, but the music that we create is, there's a little bit more of like a broadness to the various types of rock and roll that we dive into, you know, depending on the song. Same like with Animal, you know, that song, it's a little bit sludgier and heavier, but you know, for me personally, I was really influenced by Nirvana when I was recording the vocals. You know, I was trying to channel my inner Kurt Cobain, you know, to find that kind of like guttural sort of pained sound, you know. But I mean, every song is different, and we like the songs to organically grow, you know, each, you know, we don't go in there and say, this one's going to sound just like this. You know, it's like, no, I wrote the structure, and then, you know, we just have to do the best we can with all of our individual parts, and then it starts to kind of transform in a way, and that's like a magical element to recording and creating music, you know, it's like when the songs kind of take on a life of their own.
Yeah, and I think it's cool that, like you said, it falls under a big umbrella, and there's tinges of, in all your music, there's tinges of punk, and there's just classic rock, and there's a little grungier stuff in there, so it's kind of cool that but it all fits under the same, as I said, kind of like a big umbrella, it all works.
Yeah, rock and roll is rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know? There's so many different types of rock and rollers out there. Mm. You know, even in my band, you've got different types of rock and rollers, you know?
Yeah.
But we all have a, like this kind of shared sort of belief system, you know, about just making the music the best it can and being really powerful in the delivery.
So let's get to Dominant Love, which is what you're currently, I guess, touring behind, and Pirate Press Records. How did Pirate Press Records come about, the deal or whatever?
Oh, yeah. I love Pirate Press Records.
That's probably where I first saw you. That's probably where I found Gold Record Autograph, because I dig through their stuff. That's probably where I saw it. But how did that come about? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a label that I have wanted to work with for years. I really admire their catalog, how they run things. You know, it's a small sort of boutique-y sort of label, but there's very much like the DIY spirit to it, you know? Nobody is so far that I can't get a hold of someone there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they always make time for their artists and listen to their artists and encourage their artists to do what feels right to them, you know, and that's really important for me because I have a very clear vision of what Susie Moon Band looks like and sounds like, you know. That being said, they have incredible ideas as well that they bring to the table, which I really appreciate. But yeah, through a friend of a friend, I got to talking to Pirate Press Records, and they were interested in the songs that I had and was interested in releasing, and they liked it. So, you know, it was just a very organic sort of relationship. And we have, we've done really, really well.
Yeah. You just finished up the East Coast tour. I didn't get to go to your show. I was bummed, but how'd the East Coast, how'd that go, the East Coast tour, I guess you'd call it?
Oh, we love the East Coast. I live out there now.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I grew up in Long Beach, California, lived near downtown L.A. for, you know, the 10 years before I left California.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I live around D.C. now.
Oh, all right.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I've been on the East Coast for a little over 2 years. And
oh, all right.
Cool. I definitely feel like that's where I belong. I've always wanted to live out there, you know, but I finally just... The universe took me there.
Yeah.
And so that feels like home to me. You know, coming back to California, it doesn't feel like home.
So that's kind of good for me, because you'll probably be on the East Coast again in the not-too-distant future playing
out,
I'm sure.
Yeah. Whereabouts are you again?
I'm in, Boston, outside of Boston.
Boston.
Somerville,
oh, yeah,
Cambridge.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
you just played,
there.
You just played Alston.
Providence,
but a few months ago, I think you were at O'Brien's.
We were. That was in.
That was a while ago. Yeah.
It was a while ago. Yeah.
That's kind of a weird little room, O'Brien's.
Sure. You know, we had a good time, and we'll definitely be hitting that area again. I do love the East Coast for touring because the drives are a lot shorter.
Right.
The West Coast or the Midwest part of the country. You know.
Yeah.
You can hit a lot of places in a shorter amount of time.
Right.
But it's been good for me creatively to be in a new location, you know, and experience different weather, different people, you know, just a new scenery, I think is good for everybody, you know, from time to time, to just put yourself in an unfamiliar setting.
Yeah. I'm going to play a lot of you. I'm going to play like 4 or 5 songs off of Dumb and in Love When We Hang Up, but a little about you do a lot of videos. How are you involved in the process? Do you do the whole thing? Do you get help? Does the same people shoot your videos? Because it seems like everyone puts videos out now. It's like you put a single out, you got to have an accompanying video with it.
Oh, definitely. You know, the visual side of the music is so important. And it's something that gets me really excited. I love that. Same as with the artwork for the albums, you know, like you see the cover of the Animal EP and, you know, I've kind of got this animalistic, almost kind of vampire sort of thing going on. And, you know, I like that's an extension. So the music comes to life even a little bit more when you've got a visual to go along with it. You know,
so you have a lot of input. Yeah, you have a lot of input with the videos and the artwork.
I would say that 99% of that stuff all comes from me. Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
There have been a couple videos, like, you know, and you, like I said earlier, as far as having amazing bandmates, the same thing goes with having great creative people around you that you trust and have the same kind of, you know, vision as you. So there have been a few music video directors that I've worked with that I trust really well, and we can throw ideas around and, you know, try to we get on the same page about something. But, you know, the songs sort of tell you what the video should be in a sense
anyway.
Like Gold Record Autograph is about a band getting an opportunity to make it, you know,
right.
And then the video is us in a recording studio, you know, it's not rocket science.
Some of it makes itself, right. You don't have to dig deep to find out.
You know, you just follow the story. That's the story's already written. You just kind of loosely follow it in a sense. But I love making music videos. That is one of my favorite parts of doing this. It's just fun to create a character and create a little universe, a new universe for the song to live in.
Yeah.
You bring people into that, like movies, you know?
Yeah.
So it just gives them an extra bit of life.
Couple of songs. I just want to talk about a couple of songs on Dumb and in Love. You could talk briefly about maybe Family Memories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Family Memories is one of my favorite songs on the record. I mean, they're all very dear to me, you know? But Family Memories is very much an autobiographical sort of song about, you know, my family's situation and our story. And it was originally inspired by the relationship that my grandma had with her younger brother. They were so close. And they both passed away in 2019, only a few months apart from each other. And I was very close to my grandma. Mm-hmm. You know, she would always tell me these stories about looking out for her younger brother when we were kids. And, you know, I just thought that was a really beautiful story, and I kind of wanted to immortalize it in a sense. But then as I was writing the lyrics for the song, you know, aspects of my home life came into it, mm-hmm. you know, and it became this like very cathartic sort of song for me, you know. But I hope that people can apply it, you know, in their own way, because family could be more than just your blood family, but, you know, your chosen family.
Yeah, it has a universal feel to it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I love that one, and it's a crowd pleaser. People like to dance to it, so yeah. That's always nice.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I think the whole thing's great. I've been playing it pretty regularly, but so I just cherry picked a couple, but I like that one a lot. And then Freedom's kind of interesting because it's kind of like a stripped down for the album, stripped down kind of music. But I like Freedom a lot. And I mean, a lot of these songs are self-explanatory, but
sure. You know. Well, Freedom is actually the oldest song on the record.
Okay.
Freedom is one of the first songs I wrote when I picked up my guitar after Civette. So I wrote Freedom when I was about 24 years old.
Wow.
And I wrote it on acoustic guitar, mm-hmm. which is why it remains very stripped down on the record, you know?
Yeah.
And I had tried to do the song Freedom with Turbulent Hearts, but we couldn't find the right feel. And I kind of think that it just wasn't time for mm-hmm. that song, you know?
Yeah.
But it is, for me in my life, that song is timeless. I always go back to it when I'm just strumming my guitar, you know, it still applies to this day.
Yeah, it always will. It'll always apply, those thoughts and those sentiments.
One of these days, I'm going to get to record that song, and it's going to sound the way it sounds in my head, you know?
Yeah.
You can't force things, and songs sometimes have their own kind of timeline. You
right.
know, you have to respect that.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't fit with other things that Turbulent Hearts was doing, and so I just kind of, you know, pushed it to the back of my brain, you know, put it in a little corner. I was like, okay, I'll see you later, you know?
And then, yeah. You know what would come out eventually. It'd find a place eventually, yeah.
Yeah, and then when we were recording Dumb and in Love, I'm like, man, I really want to do that song because it's a Susie anthem.
Yeah.
You know, it just says a lot about me as a songwriter, too. I'm not kind of stuck in one box, even. I'm inspired by a lot of different styles of music, and that's part of that message, right? It's just the freedom to be, you know, and to create, you know? I love that song, and it's nice to hear that you enjoy it as well.
Yeah, that's one that I'll be playing when we're done here, but it's an hour show. I should really have two, but that's another story. We'll get to that. I'll get to that later, but because I do want to play a lot. But one more thing, there's the song Dumb in Love, and then there's also Believe in Love. So I guess in the end, you are trying, you know, you do want to believe in love, which we all strive for. So I guess that's the end message of the whole thing.
Yeah, so those are basically the bookends, right? And Dumb and in Love is, I mean, the message is not that dissimilar between the songs.
Mm-hmm.
They're just brought to you in a different way. You know, Believe in Love is like, this is why I believe in love.
Right.
Because every relationship you've had gets you closer. Mm-hmm. You know, you're growing each time, you know, and getting closer to that place where maybe you've got it that much more figured out when you meet your true love, you know.
Right.
But you kind of have to go through these lessons in order to get there. And so every single thing kind of just pushes you forward on your journey, you know. And Dumb and in Love is, you know, oh, man, love is just that feeling that makes a person crazy, you know, or just, makes you feel kind of stupid sometimes. I don't know the right thing to say, but man, it feels so good, you know. And I think all of that stuff is pretty relatable to most people. I mean, most people have fallen in love, you know, and I don't think there are really any, I mean, unless you're in a totally abusive relationship, like, there aren't negatives to it. You know, you have to go through these feelings to learn more about yourself so you can reflect and then hopefully get it together by the time you meet somebody that you really want to work and share the rest of your life with, you know.
Very well said.
It's true. Thank you.
So Anything? I'm gonna play a lot of your stuff now. Anything else you want to say before we?
I really appreciate it.
Oh yeah. No. Yeah. No.
Well, you know, this has been a really big year for Steve Moon, and right. I'm so grateful to all the fans that have come to the shows and taken a chance on the music and maybe listened to it for the first time. Somebody told them, "Hey, check out this band." You know, really cool. We love touring. We've had a really busy year on the road, but 2023 is already shaping up to be a big year for us as well. So if someone's on the fence about coming to see the show, you know, we like to have a good time on stage, and it's a very positive atmosphere. We're trying to spread some good vibes here. You know, forget about your work day. Come and have a good time. Make some friends. You know, and don't be shy. Come and talk to me at the merch table or whatever, you know, and I love meeting people when we're on the road.
All right. Fair enough. I will meet you next time you're around. And I'll push your music. Don't worry about that. I'll keep playing it.
And, thank you.
But I'm going to play, if you're listening, I'm going to play a bunch of tunes. And all right. Good to talk to you.
Cool.
All right, Susie.
You
peace.
Too. I really appreciate your time. Thank
you. Yeah, my pleasure. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right, that was Susie Moon. Nice conversation. Good kid. Going to play, as I said, I'm going to play a lot of music now from Dumb and Love. I think the first one I get lined up is a song called 99 Miles to Pasadena. Susie Moon.
From the start, you were no face in the crowd. Yeah, we're so damn different, but we're from the same cloud. Don't know how you found me, baby. It's insane, but I just can't have it any other way. No, I just can't. The sky is falling inside my brain. There was a
All right. Fantastic stuff off of Susie Moon's latest release, Dumbin' in Love. Just heard Freedom, Believe in Love, Any Other Way, and 99 Miles to Pasadena, all off that great new release. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. It's 8:47. Got a couple more I'm going to sneak in here. This is a song by a band called Feep, F-E-E-P. Not sure what that means, but that's the name of the band. Pretty good song, so I'm going to play it, obviously, if I like it. And here we go.
Thank you.
right. That was Aloha. I'm sorry. The song was Stay High. The name of the release was Aloha. I think they just put out a video for Stay High. The band's called Radio Compass. That came out this past year, 2022. Feep with a song called Waiting. That is a newest single from them. That also came out this year. And I played a whole bunch from Susie Moon, as I said, off Dominant Love. Great band. And whenever I have a call in, this hour goes pretty damn quick. So it was a quick hour because we talked to Susie for about 20, 25 minutes. And still managed to get a lot of songs in, a lot of local music in. I'm going to close with a local band called Bricks and Mortar. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Peace. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Skybar.